Adam, the slow start, do you put that down to coming off the bye and what helped the players work into it?
Yeah, we did. We were off in the first quarter, but I thought Essendon were on. And it was the clearances mainly for us. I think it was 4 to 14 there at some stage. So ascendancy from the stoppages. Maybe Scotty coming back into the side and rucking with Brownie. But I thought the intensity was leaning towards Essendon's way. But we worked our way through it. And, in the second half, I was pretty pleased.
You mentioned during the week that Nick being out is going to help you in the long run in terms of your stoppage setups. Did you learn some things in that first quarter?
Yeah, not too long run, Nick, but yeah, we need to set up a little bit differently and do a few different things, and we're working through that. So today was another step for us, and we tried Brownie in the ruck, and Scotty rucked a bit longer tonight, so that's something he's got to adapt to now.
How did you assess that second ruck option with Brownie going in?
Oh, I thought he was serviceable. We tried Gov in the last quarter as well, and another look at it as well. So we've probably got some work to do with that. Yeah. He's not a natural ruck. He's his first game ever doing it, so fair challenge ahead with Goldstein coming up next week.
When and why did you make that call?
We just thought with Giles, he probably being a number one ruckman, and Fraser probably didn't hit the marks we wanted to against Brisbane, that we tried something a little bit different.
So you're going to stick with it for North at this stage?
I'll have a look at how, review the game. Yeah, we lost the clearances, but there was lots of numbers there. Sometimes we probably were down around in terms of numbers around the stoppage, so you're not going to win them all. But, yeah, I'll have to have a look at that.
Because it is a feel-good story out of tonight.
You know, yeah.
Just
really pleased.
He's battled to get back in the side and his performance as well.
Everyone loves playing with Ginner, and he's tenacious in and under. Really good for the club and for the players. And he's earned his spot. So we needed a bit of grunt in the side, and I'm glad he produced it. He got rewarded in the end.
Yeah, that spirit that he shows, is that what the side really needed? Because it seemed a few weeks ago, especially against the Adelaide game, that the guys just lacked that real grunt and that real spirit.
Oh, look, I'd be disappointed if we have to get Ginner in the side to give us that. But it helped us tonight, and it helped take a small step towards what we want to do. So, but we have to rely on one player to come in and do something like that. I think we're kidding ourselves.
You stuck by some players over a period of time, like Jack Redden. Do you regret not bringing Patrick in, giving him a game earlier?
No, every week's different. No.
Jackson played a run with Roth at times tonight, which is different for him. How did you do that?
Yeah, we're trialling a few things with him as a midfielder. And look, he didn't get the ball in the first quarter, so Mark Hutchings did a job for us, and I thought he did a really good job. Albeit it freed up some other things for the Bombers. And then second quarter, try Jacko in that role. So, yeah, thought he's pretty good. Yeah, not too bad. And then in the last half, we released him.
Yeah, continue to try that maybe moving forward?
No. Yeah, well, these are the things that we're probably evolving to now. You know, there's a bit of a different dynamic with some of our players and how we structure up. So we're just working through that.
You copped a whack to the stomach. I suppose that's what you get as a tagger, isn't it?
We do, yeah. Welcome to the... to the big league. He normally retaliates, so I'm glad he didn't. Same with Gov.
With Redden, Simo, what do you want to see from him at waffle level?
Oh, look, I just enjoy his footy, you know, and have a real go. Play to his strengths, nothing too out of the ordinary. There's some things we need to work on off the ball as well, but mainly just to get back and get some touch, feel good about himself, play well, all those basic things, and our development boys will work hard with him to get him back in the seniors.
Does he have a pre-season
hurting? Oh, no doubt, yeah. Yeah, he didn't train with us until February, so not surprised that it hasn't been straight to the top of the midfield chain for us. So he's got work to do. He knows that, and he's embracing what's going on. There's no way he's not. You know, he's disappointed, but he understands.
Lewis worked his way back in tonight. Did you like what you saw?
Yeah, look, another small step for Jets. He's got some work to do as well. We've got a few players in that bracket that haven't quite hit their best. Career best form, but we're not looking for that. Just looking for a good, consistent footy that contributes to the side. And they're all taking small steps, and some take steps backwards as well. So that's just the way footy is. And last year, we probably had 14 or 15 players have career best seasons. You know, it was really hit the mark with some of those players. Our challenge now is to get them consistent.
You mentioned guys needing to do some work off the ball. I know tackles isn't one of the biggest key performance indicators, but you've lost it tonight. You've had nine guys who've had one tackle or less. Does that concern you at all?
Yeah, there's a balance with that. That does concern me. But is it a success indicator? I think it indicates intent. So we need a certain level of commitment from all of our players, and that's not good enough.
And Gaffey started off the back of the square, and Matt Pritis seemed to play a slightly different role around the stoppages at times. Did you experiment a little bit tonight to try and get your side going for the second half of the season?
Well, like I said earlier, the two, with Nick not playing and some different things we need to work through, we're trialling some stuff, but nothing too out of the ordinary. I think it settles down pretty quick after the centre bounce, so we did it last week as well.
There's been a lot of talk this year about the side's inability to beat a top eight side. Can you just talk about the challenge of North Melbourne coming up and what it means to the club?
Well, that's our challenge at the moment. For us, it's, obviously we wanted to have a good win tonight, and, the Bombers put up a real show. And I thought we obviously ran away with it in the last half and played some reasonably good football. But we're exactly where we're meant to be at the moment. We haven't been good enough to beat sides above us, whether it's been home or away. So we have no doubt got some work to do.
You need to be a side like that, though, to really be serious and announce yourself?
Well, we need to be a side like that to play finals, yeah. No doubt about that. So we're not shying away from that. But I don't think we can lock that up as away or home or anything other than we haven't been good enough against sides that are fighting for the same position as us.
Feel you need to play a lot better than tonight to take it up to next week?
It's hard to tell that. The game, every game's different. And I thought, you've got to give respect to the opposition. I know they haven't had too many wins this year, but they played their best game for the year last week against the Giants, and I thought they carried that through this week with their confidence. And we'll perhaps be down on our confidence as well. So I think every game's different in terms of carrying form week to week, but there were some good signs in the second half.
Are you clear of injuries at this stage?
Yeah, that's one thing I think we're okay with injuries.
What's Josh Hill's status, Adam?
Tonsillitis. Yeah, he went downhill. I put him in hospital for a couple of days. And yeah, he was unavailable this week, but we're hoping for next week he'll be okay.
Thank you.
Right, thanks, guys. Thanks.